You. We shall have to be very careful with you. For you come bearing a great gift. I don't want to damage it.
What gift?
The living starship. These other mechanical devices for sailing the night gulf are difficult for us to employ, but your craft has elegance and grace. Once we have you, we have it. We can bring our crusade to new worlds with ease after that.
Flee! Flee, Inoni! Flee this dreadful world, my love, and never come back!
Oh, Syrinx! Mercil's handsome face wore the old sympathetic expression she remembered from such a time long ago now. We have taken affinity from you. We have sent Oxley away. We have taken everybody from you. You are alone but for us, and believe me, we know what being alone does to an Edenist.
Fool, she sneered, that wasn't affinity, it is love which binds us.
And we shall love the Inoni too, a musical chorus spoke to her. She refused to show any hint of surprise.
Inoni will never love you.
In time, all things become possible, the witching chorus sang.
For are we not come?
Never, she said. The corpulent paws of Kincaid the troll tightened around her arms. Syrinx closed her eyes as she was forced towards the rack.
This is not happening, therefore I can feel no pain. This is not happening, therefore I can feel no pain. Believe it.
Hands tore at the collar of her ship tunic, ripping the fabric. Hot, rancid air prickled her skin.
This is not happening, therefore I can feel no pain. Not.
Reuben sat at his console station in Inoni's bridge along with the rest of the crew. There were only two empty seats, empty and accusing. I should have gone down with her, Reuben thought. Maybe if I could have provided everything she needed from life, she wouldn't have gone running to Mosul in the first place.
We all share guilt, Reuben, the Atlantean consensus said, and ours is by far the larger failing for letting Latin come to this world. Your only crime is to love her.
And fail her?
No, we are all responsible for ourselves. She knows that as well as you do. All individuals can ever do is share happiness wherever they can find it.
We're all ships that pass in the night?
Ultimately, yes.
Consensus was so large, so replete with wisdom, he found it easy to believe, an essential component of the quiddity.
She's in trouble down there, he said. Frightened, alone. Edenists shouldn't be alone.
I am with her, Inoni said. She can feel me even though we cannot converse.
We are doing what we can, the consensus said, but this is not a world equipped for warfare.
The part of Reuben which had joined with the consensus was suddenly aware of panic igniting to solar splendour, and he was sitting strapped into a metal flea that spun and tossed erratically as it fell from the sky.
Syrinx, Inoni cried. Syrinx, 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 Syrinx!
The Voidhawk's affinity voice was a thunderclap roar, howling through the minds of its crew. Reuben thought he would surely be deafened. Serena sat with her mouth gaping wide, hands clamped over her ears, tears streaming down her face.
Inoni, restrain yourself, the consensus demanded.
But the Voidhawk was beyond reason. It could feel its captain's pain, her hopelessness as the white-hot metal seared into her flesh with brutal, intricate skill, while in her heart she thought of nothing but their love. Lost in helpless rage, its distortion effect twisted and churned like a frenzied, captured beast pummeling at its cage bars. Gravity rammed Reuben down into his seat, then swung severely. His arms outside the webbing were sucked up towards the ceiling, their weight quadrupling. Inoni was tumbling madly, its energy-patterning cells sending out vast random surges of power. Tula was yelling at the Voidhawk to stop. Loose pieces of junk were hurtling round the bridge, cups and plastic meal trays, a jacket, cutlery, several circuit wafers. Gravity was fluctuating worse than a roller coaster ride.
One moment they appeared to be hanging upside down, the next they were at right angles and always weighing too much.